Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It was mid-2018. I was 23 and had driven down to Vermont to see my family and hang out for a few weeks. While there, I also wanted to go camping since my parents' house was just outside of the Appalachian Mountains. When I used to live with them still, I'd go out all the time. But since I moved out, I hadn't had the chance to go out camping or even hiking at all. There was one place specifically that I'd had on my mind for a while.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Just before I moved, I found a trail on a forum for people exploring abandoned structures, and I'd been wanting to check it out ever since. This trail supposedly led to an old lodge just right in the middle of the forest. So, on a Monday morning, I drove out there. I parked on the side of the road, and the trail was not marked or anything. This was clearly just some rough path made by random people like me wanting to explore the abandoned lodge. It was very overgrown though, so it looked like nobody had been down there in a while. The hike there took just under 2 hours, and while it was mostly flat, it was a pretty difficult walk because of all the weeds and bushes growing into the path. But regardless, I made it. Now, my plan was to camp inside the lodge, because why not? But I came prepared with a tent and everything, in case it was completely destroyed or something. Good thing I did, because it was clear from the outside that it definitely wasn't safe to camp in. Most of the roof was gone, caving into itself, and the logs it was made of were full of thick vines and mold. The door was wide open though, so I peeked my head inside and looked around. It smelled awful, and with all the decayed and destroyed parts everywhere, there wasn't much access to anything that I could look around. There was a door on the far end of the main hallway that looked intact, and I was trying to get to, but it was a bit too sketchy to get there, so I ended up just backing out. From there, I didn't have anything else planned, but with the sun already starting to set, I began looking around for a good place to set up camp. There really weren't many options, so I basically just walked 200 feet out from the lodge and cleared a small spot to put my tent. As the sun set, the darkness slowly covered the lodge in the distance until I could no longer see it, and all the forest sounds slowly turned into crickets and the warm crackle of the small campfire I built. I really wanted to stargaze, but the spot I was in had trees towering over me, blocking most of the view, plus it was partially cloudy. So I just sat there, throwing sticks into the fire and thinking about whatever came to mind. Until I heard something. I don't really know how to describe it, but it was pretty loud, maybe like wood bowing or bending. And even though I couldn't see the lodge anymore, the sound came from right where I knew the lodge was sitting in the dark. It only lasted a few seconds, but it sent chills through me. Maybe it was just the old wood bending and creaking in the wind, or maybe it was something else. I sat and listened for a while, like 30 minutes, without hearing anything else. It was only an hour or so into the night, but I knew if I didn't check on it now, I wouldn't be able to sleep later. So I figured I might as well go look around while it was still early into the night. I fueled up my campfire with some more sticks before leaving, so I wouldn't have to rebuild it. Then I grabbed my small LED lamp and walked in the direction of the lodge. After only a minute of walking, the structure faintly showed up in the light. It was as creepy as expected. I walked up to it cautiously, passing by a couple destroyed windows and holding the light up. Inside, it was extremely dark, Even with the light, it felt like I could barely see anything. When I got to the door, I was startled for a moment. It was closed. I'd been here less than 2 hours ago and left it wide open. Then I noticed something else. There were scratches, like from nails or maybe a knife, all along the front face of the door. I didn't notice them last time, so I wasn't sure if they were already there or had just happened and were maybe the sound I heard. I debated for a second whether or not I even wanted to try opening it or if I should just leave. But it was all for nothing, because when I eventually decided to open it, I couldn't. It felt like something was holding it shut from the other side. I got really unsettled and didn't stay any longer. I backed away from the lodge and rushed back into the woods toward my campsite. However, I immediately noticed something was wrong. Aside from my lantern, there was no light coming from the forest. I started to hurry, hoping I was still going in the right direction. Luckily, I was, and a minute later, I made it back to my tent. A column of smoke filled the air above what was my campfire, as if someone had just abruptly put it out while it was still burning. I looked around, just standing there holding my lantern up, barely able to see anything in the trees.
Hello? Hello? Who's out there?
Nobody responded. Starting to feel chills run through me again. I knew it was only a 2-hour hike back to where my car was, so I quickly decided to pack and head out. I took down my tent, and as I shoved the few remaining things into my backpack, I heard something nearby. I stopped for a second and held up my lantern, but still saw nothing. It sounded like someone was laughing. It was quiet, and not like someone laughing with their friends or anything. It was a single person, softly laughing under their breath as they watched me from behind the trees in the dark, like they were insane. I hurried up, leaving scraps behind and booking it to the trail. With my crappy lantern, it was really hard to follow the path, but I did the best I could. Several times I stopped, thinking I heard that soft laughing and worried I was being followed. But whoever it was stalking me out there, they were blending in with the dark perfectly, as I never once even caught sight of them. I got back to the road, getting in my car and driving away. I look back at that experience 7 years later as the single most disturbing and horrifying experience of my life. I don't think anyone can truly understand the feeling of helplessness I felt being out there in the forest in the middle of nowhere at night and stalked by some insane person. Maybe they set up home in that abandoned lodge. I really don't know. But from everything I saw and experienced there, I don't think anyone should go back to find out. I was hiking to a fairly well-known overlook just outside of Glacier National Park in Montana. It definitely wasn't as great as any of the views within Glacier National Park, but it was just a normal trail with no rules or anything. Also, it was just before winter, which around here is off-season for most hiking and camping, which meant nobody would be out. I didn't mind the cold, so it was nice to have the trail and the overlook to myself. I finished hiking up there at just about 5:30, so it took nearly 6 hours. Pretty much, there was this large grassy opening on top of the mountain with a couple stone circles for making campfires and setting up camp around, and a little further up was a stone cliff that provided a view of the whole valley of mountains and forest. You could actually probably see Glacier National Park from there on a good clear day. Anyway, as expected, nobody else was at the campsite or at the overlook. I set up all my stuff by the stone circle closest to the overlook and made myself a quick dinner, then went to sit on the edge of the cliff to watch the sunset. I will say there was a bit of a drop below the overlook, which was kind of daunting at first, but the sun setting over the mountains made me completely forget about it. I sat there and watched it for a whole 30 minutes, until it passed the horizon and got dark outside. Feeling good, I got up and turned to walk back to my campsite, but almost jumped back when I saw a man standing right behind me in the bushes near the edge of the forest. He was looking right at me, but what made it really creepy was as soon as I saw him, he just turned around and left right away. I couldn't see much of him since it was pretty dark out, and he was in the bushes, but the man had no backpack on, so I thought he must have gotten to the campsite just after me and set up his stuff already. From where I was on the overlook, I could really only see my setup and none of the other parts of the campsite. But when I got closer, I still didn't see anything else, and the way the guy went into the forest was not in the direction of the campsite either. I thought it was really weird, but went on with my night. I put some dry sticks into the stone circle and lit up a campfire, then set up my mini camping chair and sat by the fire. I didn't have much else to do that night. I honestly had no plan for this trip. I just wanted to come out here and relax all day and night and enjoy the forest. So that's what I tried to do. Several hours went by. I think it was getting to be around 11 p.m. when I heard footsteps somewhere in front of me. Of course, I couldn't see anything, but it sounded eerily like human footsteps, one after the other, not too far away in the woods. Pretty soon after hearing them, I called out, asking if someone was out there. The footsteps stopped for a moment, like they hesitated, and then began walking again. But whatever it was out there, they didn't respond. Even though it sounded exactly like human footsteps, without being able to see them, and without them responding, I had to believe that it was just an animal, like maybe a deer or something. Because if it was a person, surely they'd respond, but also it made no sense for anyone to be walking around right now. Eventually, the steps faded out, though. Another hour went by as I sat by the campfire. I didn't think the footsteps had me too nervous or scared, but they must have, because I was still very awake, like definitely not able to sleep, even though it was past midnight already. After a while, I knew I wasn't going to bed anytime soon, and I was getting bored, so I walked out to the overlook to see if maybe the stars were out. I left the fire going and got up, walking over to the cliff. The skies weren't too clear, however, the moon was shining down enough to cast a glowing light over the mountains and forest. The breeze was calming and quiet, moving across the valley. I stood there for maybe a minute, before suddenly, multiple sticks snapped behind me and a bush aggressively rustled. I spun around, seeing that same man from earlier, but he didn't turn away this time. He moved through the bush and started quickly walking up to the overlook. I began asking what he was doing out here, but the guy just talked over me, holding this disturbing fake smile as he kept moving closer, saying random nonsense and keeping from answering any of my questions, or even acknowledging anything that I said. The way he was coming at me was terrifying, and I tried to move to the side, but he was quick to get back in front of me. And suddenly, in the heat of the moment, I realized what was about to happen. He put his hands out and lunged at me, trying to push me over the ledge. Thank God I was prepared for it and had a stable footing, and I was a bit bigger than the guy, so I shoved him back and moved away from the cliff. As he stumbled, I tried to run back to the campsite, but he caught up pretty quick. This time, he didn't try to hide his intent. His face was horrifyingly angry and full of rage. I can't even imagine how lucky I was that this guy didn't have any form of weapon on him, because he definitely wouldn't have hesitated to use it. We wrangled around for maybe 30 seconds, but I kept getting the better of him. The guy was pretty skinny, like he hadn't eaten in a while.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
But he was just dead set on taking me down. After a few attempts, though, he was finally beaten enough to run away. I didn't even try chasing or keeping him pinned. Way out here, it just wasn't worth the risk. I got everything together, put on my headlamp, and left the campsite. I made it about 2 hours back down the trail before my headlamp's batteries ran out, so I set up a mini camp in the woods and waited for sunrise, then finished the hike back. I put a report in and talked to a lot of people about my encounter, but everyone has different thoughts as to what the man was really doing out there. All I know is I could have lost my life that night had I been any less careful. This was last year in the summer. I was out on a trail backpacking to a small camping spot with my dog Rocky. He's an Australian Shepherd, so a medium-sized, really smart dog that comes with me everywhere I go, always loving running around and hiking through the woods. This place we were headed to was one I'd been to 3 or 4 times before. I loved it because it was isolated and never had anyone else, so Rocky could be free to run around off-leash and enjoy himself. The campsite was 8 hours down trail, so by the time we got there, it was just an hour or two before sunset. The campsite itself wasn't anything special or picturesque. It was just a small opening with nothing but trees all around. I found it calming and nice to hang out in, and safe for me to let Rocky roam around while still being able to keep an eye on him. I tossed my pack down and started to set everything up, which is when Rocky usually does his little patrol around the campsite. I saw him sniffing around and go a little ways into the woods, while I continued to put our tent up, then unpack the rest of the things into the inside of the tent. About 15 minutes after arriving, Rocky came back to the campsite, but he was acting strange. His tail was down, and he came right up to me, then turned and faced the direction he just came from, looking out into the woods. I almost never see him act like this, unless there was a thunderstorm or something he was afraid of. I stood up and looked out where he came from, but saw nothing. I then checked him, making sure he didn't step on something and hurt himself, but he was completely fine, just anxious for some reason. It was pretty off-putting, especially from a smart and capable dog like Rocky was. I kept on the lookout as I finished setting up the camp and getting the campfire built. As I did, Rocky never left my side, not to explore or anything, just followed me around and kept his eyes on the woods. I will say, every time I looked back to check the woods, I felt a strange, uneasy sense, like I was being watched. I put it off as Rocky just making me nervous, since I didn't actually see anything, but it never really left my mind. I got the campfire going just as the sun fell past the top of the trees, covering the woods in a dark shadow. It was quiet, as it always was, but I didn't feel as calm as I usually did. I figured I wouldn't, though, because of Rocky's unusual behavior, but hoped tomorrow things would be more normal and we could go back to enjoying our time. For the night, though, I just tended the fire and hung out with Rocky beside me, listening to the sound of the forest. But then, just about an hour past sunset, Rocky suddenly perked his head up and froze. He stared anxiously out at the trees, ears up and tail between his legs. I looked out, but the darkness engulfed the area, making anything past 20 or 30 feet completely concealed. He started quietly whining, locking his gaze at the darkness behind the trees. Trusting him that something was wrong, I grabbed my flashlight and pointed it out there. Not seeing much, I started to walk a little further in. Rocky followed closely behind me. I didn't want to venture too far away from the campfire, but from the maybe 50 feet I walked out, I saw nothing in the woods. We went back and sat down. Even though I didn't see anything, I knew Rocky wouldn't be doing this for no reason. But it seemed most likely, and I guess I just hoped, that it was just an animal of some kind, walking around the area. We weren't in bear territory, but I still carried bear spray on me, which would work on any animal, so I wasn't too worried for our safety. Rocky stayed on high alert all night, but didn't have any more sudden moments. And a couple hours later, we got in the tent and went to bed. I could tell Rocky was tired, probably from all the anxiety he was going through, and I was glad to see him close his eyes and fall asleep within 15 minutes. I did the same soon after. This might sound strange, but during that night, I remember having a dream about walking through the woods at night. I was alone. Rocky wasn't with me, and I was just walking through the trees, not on a path or anything. In the middle of that dream, I started to hear a high-pitched noise. Over and over, it kept going, until suddenly I shot awake. Rocky was nudging my face with his snout and whining in my ear, making that high-pitched noise I was hearing in my dream, immediately making me realize that he'd been trying to wake me for a while. I sat up and grabbed my flashlight, feeling the nerves as I unzipped the tent and stepped out to look around. I turned on the flashlight, prepared to scan the area, but immediately when the light came on, it lit up a person right in front of me, like maybe 10 feet away from the tent. They had all black clothes on, with a hoodie draping over half of their face, only showing their distressed beard. I quickly noticed a reflection coming from his hand though, seeing the small blade of a pocket knife shining the light back at me. In that instant, I just froze up, like my whole body went through a sudden shock. The man froze for a moment too, but then started to step forward again, when Rocky began growling. Up until then, I hadn't even noticed that he'd come out of the tent and was standing right next to me. This made the man hesitate, giving me more time to collect myself and quickly reach into the tent for the bear spray. By the time I was back up, Rocky was aggressively barking and moving back and forth, putting himself between us. The man didn't take any more steps forward and just turned and ran into the woods. Thankfully, Rocky didn't chase after him. I started taking everything down and packing as he kept his head up and circled around the campsite, guarding the whole area. Once packed, we started back down the trail. Honestly, even with my adrenaline still flowing through the entire hike back, I wasn't all that scared, knowing how well Rocky handled the situation. We made it back safely and got out of there. I did what I could to report the incident, but I think because of the location and everything, it wasn't really investigated.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Anyway, I've gone on several camping trips since then, and Rocky was back to his normal self, happy and exploring the forests as usual. At least now I know that if he doesn't trust something, it's best to just get out of there.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.